The following article was written by Glenn Wagner, one of the driving forces behind Building Hope, the development of the new lighthouse and ardent supporter of the coldest night of the year. Yes, 1,000. It's a relatively large number. No community in Canada has ever done it before. Can we? It has been 10 years since I sat down and wrote out some names of people that would be fantastic to be on our volunteer team. A winter event like this had never been held in Orillia before, but I was confident, with the right team, we could make it happen. The Winter Walk for the Vulnerable had been held in other communities across Canada before, yet never in our area. A few emails and phone calls later, the makings of a solid inaugural team of volunteers were in place, and about 12 of us met at Rotary Place in September of 2013, yes, many months before the walk, to discuss how we could bring a major fundraiser to the area for the lighthouse. This event would be particularly strategic as there was a real and growing need for funding, all with a new, modern facility to serve those experiencing homelessness in mind. The first year, in 2014, we set an objective of raising $25,000, unheard of at the lighthouse. We hoped to have 100 walkers trek the streets of Orillia and brave the cold in February to emulate the stresses of being homeless on a cold winter's night. Home Hardware graciously agreed to hold the pre-walk gathering and the post-walk party. The team organized the walk routes, registration, the signage, the public relations, the food to be served after, and asked local businesses to sponsor. In February 2014, the first Orillia version of the coldest night of the year was born. We exceeded expectations with over $30,000 raised, and nearly 150 walkers. Since that inaugural year, our community has been at the top, or near the top, in fundraising per capita, and literally in the number of walkers and volunteers. With over 200 communities across Canada involved, Orillia and area shines brightly, an example to others. Since 2014, TIHE annual fundraiser, Coldest Night in Orillia, has raised over $1 million for the lighthouse and those we serve, a testament to the staff, volunteers, businesses, walkers, churches, and other partners that have generously and faithfully participated. Even through lockdowns, mandates, and virtual walks, generosity spilled over. So much so that $180,000 was raised last year alone. Now comes the challenge. No community in Canada has ever had 1,000 walkers. We've been close, we had 607 walkers in 2020 before the lockdown, but have come up short thus far. So, in this crazy world, can we do the crazy? Can our little Orillia and area do the impossible? Can we brag about being the first community in our country to have 1,000 walkers on February 25, 2023? Can we wear our hearts on our sleeve and a coldest night toque on our heads? 1,000 walkers. February 25, 2023. We believe we can do it. Just like we believed we could start this legacy event in our town. Just like we believed we could build the new lighthouse community services and build the 20 supportive housing units. Just like we believed we could be an example for many communities to see us and say, how did you do that? How can we do that? 1,000 walkers. Will you join us today? Sign up to start a team. Sign up to walk with a team? Sponsor the event? Raise some funds for those that need us now. It's simple, really. Just go to https://cnoy.org/location/Orillia. If you have questions, give us a call, or send us a note. We would be thrilled to hear from you. Glenn Wagner can be reached via email at glennwagner@rogers.com or by phone, 705-323-0124.